With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. After nearly two decades of a Democratic governor vetoing anti-abortion legislation, Montana is poised for a major change and possible legal battles over laws that allow for broad access to abortion. MTPR's Shaylee Rager has more.
Governor Greg Gianforte has been outspoken against abortion access since the campaign trail.
I will be very clear. I am pro-life. I think life is precious and it needs to be protected.
Gianforte doubled down on that message in his first State of the State address last month in Helena.
We must protect the lives of the most vulnerable, unborn children.
During his address, Gianforte implored lawmakers to send him two bills to sign, one that would ban most abortions at 20 weeks, and another to require doctors to care for infants born alive after an attempted abortion. That last one, even though experts say that scenario is extremely rare and that infanticide is already illegal. Republican lawmakers have already passed these policies in the House and given them initial approval in the Senate. As many as a dozen other bills aiming to limit abortion in Montana may be on the way. Democrats in Montana's State House have vowed to push back. Representative Lori Bishop gave the party's rebuttal to Gianforte's State of the State.
After a long campaign season talking about jobs, Montana Republicans have let our economic recovery fall by the wayside. Instead, they have focused their energies on attacking the freedoms of Montana's women.
But Democrats are outnumbered. Conservatives hold ironclad majorities in both chambers of the legislature.
We are so excited as the Republican Party.
This is Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway, vice chair of the Montana GOP, who introduced the 20-week abortion ban bill.
To have a governor that stands with us and stands for life.
She's one of a dozen lawmakers carrying anti-abortion legislation this session.
House Bill 140 will require an abortion provider to offer the patient the opportunity to view an active ultrasound.
House Bill 136, entitled An Act Adopting the Montana Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
For you today is House Bill 167. It protects those infants that are born alive.
In my bill, the word person applies to all members of mankind at any stage of development.
One bill would have a unique impact in Montana, which is the fourth largest state, geographically speaking. It would ban medication abortions via telehealth and would require a mandatory 24-hour waiting period. Groups like the American College of Gynecologists and Obstetricians say the safety of a medical abortion is well established, but the bill would also require providers to overstate the dangers for women getting a medication abortion. Republican Representative Sharon Grief of Florence is the bill's sponsor.
I am here today to try to put some safeguards in place.
Opponents of the bill say it would add undue burden for those seeking abortions, and particularly for rural, Native American, and low-income people. Joey Banks is the chief medical officer for Planned Parenthood of Montana and a primary care physician. Banks walks me through a typical scenario with a patient seeking a medication abortion.
She's a mother that's 5 hours away and has four kids and able to mail her the meds. She doesn't have to take off work. She doesn't have to load her smallest kids in a car and drive 5 hours through a pandemic.
Banks says some of her patients are leaving an abusive partner, and others are juggling work with homeschooling their kids.
If bills like this pass in Montana, women will not be as safe. And we know that the complication rate from non-safe abortions or self-induced abortions sometimes can be higher.
While Republicans have a partner in the governor's office, abortion rights advocates will likely challenge any bills that become law in court. Anthony Johnstone is a constitutional law professor at the University of Montana. He says that Montana is one of only about 10 states that has an added layer of protection for a person's right to privacy that could aid in those arguments. Johnstone explains that a challenge to a law in the 1990s that required physicians to perform abortions in Montana affirmed that the state's right to privacy protects access to abortion.
The Montana Supreme Court, all seven justices unanimously concluded that law was unconstitutional, that it violated Montana's right of privacy, and that in general, the Montana Constitution protected the right to an abortion and more generally, the right to make medical judgments affecting her his bodily integrity and health in partnership with a chosen healthcare provider free from the interference of the government.
This is the case that opponents hang their hat on when arguing against anti-abortion legislation moving through Montana's legislature. But so far, it hasn't slowed bills from advancing. That means the fate of access to abortion in Montana will hang in the balance until both lawmakers and the courts have their final say. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is Montana Public Radio.